This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Boost your mental creativity with positive humanism and a secular worldview. Discover how adopting positive humanism and a secular worldview can enhance your mental creativity and personal flourishing for a more fulfilling life. Unlocking Mental Creativity, a Fresh Perspective on Growth. Hey, I've been thinking a lot about creativity lately. Not just the artsy, paint-on-a-canvas kind, but that deeper mental creativity that helps you solve problems, come up with new ideas, and really flourish in life. You know, how we can reshape the way our minds work to become more innovative and open? It turns out the key is less about some mysterious talent and more about adopting the right mindset and worldview. Let me tell you what I've learned. First off, creativity isn't just for artists or writers. It's something every one of us can tap into. It's about the ability to recognize patterns, make new connections, and imagine alternatives. But what holds many people back is how they view their world and themselves. That's where ideas from positive humanism and applied humanistic philosophy come in. Positive humanism, for example, blends the best ideas from positive psychology with a secular worldview. Basically, it focuses on helping people thrive here and now, without relying on supernatural beliefs. Instead, it's about emphasizing humanistic values like reason, empathy, and a commitment to personal flourishing. When you adopt this mindset, your brain starts to reorient itself towards curiosity and resilience, which are essential ingredients for true creativity. Why does the secular worldview matter here? Because it encourages us to look at the world through a lens of evidence and human experience, rather than predetermined doctrines. It frees you up from rigid thinking and fear of failure. Once you're free from those constraints, your mind becomes a playground for ideas. You start seeing problems as puzzles rather than dead ends. And the more you practice that, the more creative potential you unlock. Another important aspect is how positive psychology informs this process. It's all about identifying what makes life meaningful and fulfilling. Think about personal flourishing, feeling engaged, optimistic, and motivated. The research shows that when people feel psychologically safe and optimistic, their creative output naturally increases. They're willing to take risks, explore new solutions, and innovate. So practically speaking, how do you boost your mental creativity following these principles? Challenge your assumptions. Whenever you catch yourself thinking this is how things are, pause and ask, could there be a different way? This trains your brain to break out of habitual thinking patterns. Practice mindfulness and reflection. Take time each day to clear your mind or journal. Reflecting on your experiences from a detached, curious place builds mental flexibility, helping ideas flow more freely. Embrace curiosity. Make it a habit to learn something new regularly. Explore unfamiliar topics without judgment. This cross-pollination of ideas sparks creativity. Focus on growth over perfection. Adopt an attitude that values learning and personal development rather than being right. This reduces fear of failure, which stifles creativity. Surround yourself with inspiration. Engage with diverse perspectives and creative communities. Humanistic values encourage connection and empathy, which are powerful creative fuels. One resource I found incredibly helpful in pulling all these ideas together is the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It explains how combining applied humanistic philosophy with positive psychology and a secular worldview can help you unlock your pimoyo, not just creatively, but in living a more meaningful and flourishing life. It's a great guide if you want to see how all these pieces fit and are actionable in everyday living. If you want to learn more about how this approach can transform your creativity and personal growth, you should definitely check out Positive Humanism, A Primer. The book offers practical wisdom rooted in science and humanistic thought, perfect for anyone interested in fostering creativity while pursuing a richer, more fulfilled life. So, bottom line, your creative mind isn't stuck or limited by some innate talent or gift. It's waiting for you to feed it with curiosity, supported by a worldview that encourages growth and personal flourishing. Embracing positive humanism not only empowers you to solve problems and innovate, but also leads to a life filled with purpose and satisfaction. Give this approach a shot. You might just find your creative energy flourishing in ways you never imagined. Ready to start your journey toward increased creativity and personal flourishing? Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today